All right, so boom. The difference between an entertaining show and a good show or a good movie, like, I feel like when the acting and, like, you looking at the people and you don't look at them for who you know them to be in real life and, like, that's an actor, I fuck with this actor, versus, like, no, that's Randolph and he lived in, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the, you know what I'm saying? When the acting is good, the story is good, like, the writing of it is good, like, so the concept of what's going on, like, it's not, it, like, even if it's, like, if we doing some shit that's, like, some like, some dystopian shit in the future, like, the world they ended, like, I, sure, make the idea of what's going on to be good, like, because once we get to the point that it's, like, well, why don't they just do this? I can't be motherfucking satisfied because I'm not watching some shit like... It's just gotta make it... Everything gotta make sense. Like, Law & Order was Law & Order for a time. I ain't watching for all 18 of the seasons, but like...
Law & Order always been shitty to me.
Alright, that's fair.
I feel like it always leaves me hanging at the end. I never get like hardcore at the end, like what happened. But that's just me.
So with the good and the entertainment, from what I got from it is... Entertainment has no substance.
It's entertaining just, does not have to have substance or does right, not for, have to
it's
like...
It's just entertaining. Like, Love & Hip Hop.
Or does not yeah. have to have like...
Yeah, that's entertaining, but it's not good.
Correct.
Right.
So Empire, and that's not the same boat.
I yes, disagree now. Now that he broke it down, I disagree.
There were.
What?
I agree that it was a good storyline,
right?
But it wasn't really no substance in it.
There are very few shows that we watch that have substance in it, so we won't let Sharif do
you,
that.
Well, look,
no,
I,
that,
I'm disagreeing with this thing.
I watch shows without substance.
We all do.
Yeah,
I watch things that are entertaining. Empire was not entertaining for me.
It wasn't good either. Because if it wasn't entertaining, it probably wasn't good.
I didn't like Empire, no.
Right.
I watched Empire. Cool. I watched the episodes of Empire I watched, it was like, out of the love of my cousin, because like, I would pull up on him on the day the Empire came out.
I didn't even talk on my phone, bro.
So I feel like I was a part of like them pulling Nick, Empire apart.
Yeah, Nick, man.
I've seen some, like, you know what I'm saying? The Power has some shit like that, like, you know what I'm saying?
It was but a dramatic soap opera for me.
Yeah.
Super dramatic soap opera.
I can watch some shit. I can watch some bullshit too. It just has to be entertaining. I watched the OC.
Did you watch what's this shit about church? That came on
Greenleaf? No.
Boom. Yeah. Did you watch that?
Greenleaf was cool.
Greenleaf was good.
I just didn't watch it. It's not a reason I just didn't watch it.
Remember what we were talking about the other day? We were talking about a change in times. Like, so the homie said this shit the other day. He says Drake is like one hit record away from tying Michael Jackson's Billboard 100 hits or some shit, right?
Okay.
So, the homie's rebuttal to that was, that's some bullshit. It's easier to sell records now because streaming and da-da-da. And I told him, I said, bro, it's just different times. Like, the nigga put in his work, it's just a different time. Mike was actually selling records and da-da-da. I said, bro.
I mean, I understand what niggas be saying, but like...
Just like y'all talking, like, times is different.
That's, I mean, you can come up with a benchmark for why you don't like somebody as much, and that's okay.
Yeah. No, he can feel however the fuck he wants to feel.
That wasn't a legitimate reason to, like, make it seem like, oh.
Drake ain't did shit.
Right, like, he ain't did shit. Because if Drake was in that time, he probably would have did even more stupid or crazy things.
Yeah.
Because my argument with Mac was, it was relatively easy for a hip-hop artist to go platinum.
Not necessarily true. Like, Drake came out when he needed to come out.
But what I'm saying, if he came out during, like, let's say the time where it was selling physical copies, he still would have been Drake.
Yeah, for sure.
Because now you got even more people that... What?
You think not?
Can I tell you? I'll just tell you what I think.
Go ahead.
In that time for rap, the product that Drake is selling, like, so if we're going to take the hypothetical, I can't take...
He got a point.
Touche.
The hypothetical of today.
Touche.
So the hypothetical is... During the time that you had to sell physical CDs, the art that Drake is selling No, he'd have been looked at by as like pretty corny.
So it just
or he'd have just been Ja Rule, and he would.
That's
have
where it. I was going with it, because Ja Rule made it okay.
And so, like, but also he would have been what? So he comes out when Ja Rule comes out.
He comes out like either he will have to come out after that time because he opened up the door for that specific lane. If that makes sense. Because prior to that, so it was Death Row. It was bad. It wasn't like the shit that Drake make. So Ja Rule made it acceptable, but it was really from a gangster's point of view. It wasn't from a Drake point of view.
So when did you want Drake to start his career?
Ideally, it would have to be like
when he started his career.
Yeah, I was about to say it would.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense, bro. You act like I was gonna walk down.
Yeah, when you lined up like
what
that.
What I'm saying is,
okay,
right. Everybody had to be who they was before Drake for Drake to be able to be who he was when
for
he came
sure.
out.
The times had to change.
Yeah,
there had to be a Kanye West. There had to be like, there had to be different people.
Right.
So yeah, sure, like. It's just timing, though.
Yeah, yeah. When it comes but to I said shit. The same thing. Well, I said I go back and take back what I said about Floyd Mayweather. I said Floyd ain't never really fought nobody. Everybody that you fought was on their way out the door. But at the time he came into boxing, he beat everybody he had to beat. Yeah. Whether it was their last leg or whatever, he did what the fuck he had to do. So I had to take back my statement. He did what the fuck he had to do. He that nigga.
Yeah, no, that's a fact.
You know?
That's a fact. I'm gonna end this real shit.
Yeah.
And probably text.